بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, we are still on verse number 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And this interesting story, this is the story of human beings, the start of the human being's journey on earth, as told by the Creator Himself. Very interesting story. So let's continue from wherever we left last time.
When they said, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, that we are glorifying you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising you, and we are having a pure aqidah about you, nuqaddisu lak. Why did they say that? Why did they use these things? There are two possibilities. One of them is that وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, when they stated this question, which one might think that it came out of a knowledge, they immediately withdraw. In this part, they withdraw and say that وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, we glorify your praise and we testify that you must have a wisdom in that. So it's like a student being asked a question. He's giving his opinion to the teacher, who is far more knowledgeable than the student. And after stating his opinion, the student in front of the teacher, he immediately backtracks at the end and saying that this is what I think, but you are more knowledgeable, oh sir, oh teacher, oh professor, you are more knowledgeable, you are the professor, I am just your student. So we couldn't understand this part from this style, okay, of the angels, that oh Allah, this is what it appears to us from our limited knowledge of what we have seen from Adam's creation and his ability to talk and his free will, that he's gonna do these things. But we submit to your knowledge, we glorify you, and we don't know, something like that, okay? نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. But let us dissect these two words, نُسَبِّح and نُقَدِّس. Because when you go into the Arabic dictionary, you will find them somehow similar, but there is a subtle difference, because Quran never repeats same thing twice. There is a purpose behind the selection of each and every word in the Quran. So, as nusabbih, the tasbih, but before that, I said that there could be two possibilities why they said this one. And I just expressed the one possibility. The other possibility is that they might have been saying that we should have been given this title instead of Adam, or this job description, or this job instead of Adam, because we are always glorifying you. We are ready at your disposal for doing anything. So send us as a Khalifa on earth, because we have these qualities of tasbih and taqdis and glorifying you and these things. Okay, these are two possibilities. But it seems to me is that maybe it is a style, the first possibility could be more fit for what the angels respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and testifying to their own ignorance in front of us, Allah's wisdom. So coming back to the meaning of the tasbih. Tasbih could be is a number of sayings and doings. So it's an action as well as utterance that together show the respect and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and freeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all kind of imperfections that others might assign to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping Allah above all these inferiorities and shortcomings of human being or others other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you wanted to show or express this glorification, you express it through some sayings, like you just uttered the word Subhanallah. This is tasbih. Or through action, like you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is again a tasbih. So tasbih could be through saying or through doing. But taqdis could be the same thing, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing Him above all kind of imperfections, but this is more in the intellect or in the aql or in the aqidah. You know it from the world of knowledge. You have the taqdis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You study the aqidah, you study all the shortcomings that the Jews, the Christians, the pagans, all these other people assign to Allah, and you know that no, Allah is above this. Allah cannot be ignorant, Allah cannot be bakhil, stingent, Allah cannot be coward, Allah cannot be poor, Allah cannot be, okay? So, and Allah must be hayy al-qayyum. So all this course of tawheed and aqeedah in terms of the knowledge is taqdis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we start to say it and proclaim it and do the actions and preach these things, you are doing tasbih. So you have the taqdis and you have the tasbih to complete the all three parts. Parts of knowledge, taqdis, parts of saying, tasbih, parts of doing, tasbih. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And the angels have fulfilled all these parts. وَنُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. And بِحَمْدِكَ is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise Him. So subhanallah and alhamdulillah, they are very much attached. And after salawat, we say, start with subhanallah, 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 33 times. Alhamdulillah, 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 33 times. And we remember all those gods and systems and deities that others assign or others attach to, and we say, Allah Akbar. Allah is even bigger than that. That shows you how wonderfully Islam designed this dhikr, this remembrance after ending each salah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Okay, and then you end it with La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Full of wisdom, full of design. And it's meant to repeat so that with the repetition, this becomes inbuilt, hardwired in us. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And when the angel says, وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ, they are using the verb form نُسَبِّحُ, meaning that they are continuous, and that's why Allah described the angels لا يفترون يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. 24 hours they are engaged in this tasbih. That's why in the Quran nothing is been attached with the word kathir. Kathir means so many times, more and more and more, like the word dhikr. Dhikr, which is the remembrance, is the only ibadah that Allah wants from us, kathir, 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 so many times. Because the more we do that, the closer we became to the status of angels who are given that power by their nature to engage in tasbih and taqdis all the time. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Finally came the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. The response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I know what you do not know. Meaning that Allah is saying that, yes, what you said, O angels, it could be true, but never forget that you have highlighted some of the negative possibilities, but you have forgotten the positive side of human being, that they have this knowledge, they have this spirit that I have blowed into Adam alayhi salam, this touch of divinity that I have given to Adam alayhi salam in terms of the language and terms of these characters, that he combats the corruption. There will be corruption, but he combats the corruption. And he is going to maintain this earth. I have built this house for him. There will be troublemakers in the house, but Adam and his descendants going to bring them into the straight path. And they will going to combat those corruptions from this group of those who want to just make trouble on earth and bring instability in this equilibrium system. And there are lots of noble purpose I'm going to make Adam fulfill on this earth. He will engage in huge battles. He will show to the mankind what is a civilization, how the knowledge and this free will one day make them discover so many wonderful things and use it for the purpose of maintaining and growing this earth and build a civilization, build huge buildings, build cities and civilizations, and bring wonderful things on this earth. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. And what angels didn't know is that out of bad qualities, or apparently bad qualities, are attached with good possibilities. Some of the things that was apparent to angels, that this is a bad quality, let's say angerness. This angerness can be leveraged and exploited into being brave, because the angerness makes you go out to jihad and fight with the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angerness, when it is by itself, it could lead to a murder, which is a corruption and shed of blood, but it could also, this angerness, lead to being brave and fight those who spread corruption on earth. Okay, so out of these qualities, and because of the free will and because of the nature of the test, all these wonderful things is happening on this earth. And this is what we have been witnessing. This is the human history in a nutshell. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. That is the knowledge. Could see the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that out of two bad qualities borns a good quality. Out of kafir comes a mu'min. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. These qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's been bringing dead out of the live and the live out of the dead. This dynamism, the following of day and the night, and the contrast between two things, these are amazing things. Very much highly intellectual things that the human being has got this touch of divinity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence they became the Khalifa. See? So even we can attach that human beings are Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have given the touch of light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they came to this earth, and then they spread herein. And we'll see subsequently perhaps the training of Adam in the coming verses, when he started to commit something sinful action, and then he returned back to Allah.
Well, let us, inshallah, continue this discussion in the next verse that shows really the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the angels didn't know. And some of this knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gifting it to Adam. And that is the smooth transition to the next verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to Adam by a demo that why Adam is fit, well fit for the purpose of being a Khalifa on earth. I have deliberately spent long time on this verse because I think this is a very human verse. It is our story on earth as told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it deserves some elaborations, as all the verses of the Quran actually, and this is just an appetizer to all of us to really make the tadabbur of the Quran, to analyze the Quran, to ponder upon its meaning. And the more we give to the Quran, the more the Quran gives back to us. You see the amazing benefits and lessons and the style in the psychology, in the ways of debates, in the ways of dialogue, all these things we just saw in just one and a half line of a verse, and that is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope, inshallah, we'll continue this story in verse number 31. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.